Chancellor, as if they've got any sense, and Alistair Darling has lots of sense, normally keeps something in their back pocket to surprise us all, to generate more headlines. And he's had a run of fairly positive headlines in the last 24, 48 hours. We are pretty confident that VAT is going to be cut from 17.5% to 15% for at least a year. Then it'll go back again. And the idea behind that is to sort of give a sort of cash stimulus almost to the economy. It's worth about $12 billion in lost taxation. The idea is that feeds back into the economy in different ways and gives a sort of short, sharp shock to stimulus to consumer spending and other forms of expenditure, a bit like plugging you into the mains for depression.
Cuts in VAT are at the centre of this package of measures today, but there are also other measures to help the low paid.
Yes, there are various things, and I do emphasise that I've not heard this from the Chancellor's lips, and he's bound to have a few surprises, a sensible chap. They're going to extend that £2 billion, £2.7 billion rescue package. Remember the abolition of 10p when Gordon Brown was in the doldrums last year? Darling kept telling him it was a problem, and he kept saying it wasn't. I did it myself when I was Chancellor. So they'll continue that. And one thing which was all Alistair Darling's own work was to increased vehicle excise duty, VED, for older cars. The idea was to try and encourage people to trade in their cars and buy new ones. That was extremely unpopular because people felt, hey, we bought the cars in good faith, and now this VED is going up very sharply for some of them. That'll be extended. They'll postpone that again. I suspect one day they'll announce they don't have to do it. And then, as we've heard over several days, they'll also give 3 months grace before lenders begin repossession proceedings against mortgage holders, householders, in other words, who are in difficulty with their payments. I don't know. It'll be interesting to find out after Alistair Darling speaks just how much practical help that is for people, because, you know, not everybody walks away and just hands in the key, although some people do that. Others do struggle hard to reorganise their finances and go to the bank and the building society for time.
The government's critics are saying that tax cuts funded by extra borrowing now will inevitably lead to tax increases in the future. How do Gordon Brown and Alistair Darling answer that?
Well, they say that we're in a desperate situation in the Western economy at the moment, and we need to, not just the Western either, we need to stimulate economic growth to stop a number of things happening, to stop the slide into a recession stroke depression like the Great Depression of the 30s, to help free up the banking system and restore confidence in the system. The banks are awash with money. After all, a lot of it is yours and mine, and yet they won't lend because they're all scared of what's out there. And also, to fend off deflation. All my lifetime, we've worried about inflation when prices go up and up and up year after year. But deflation is much nastier. It's a bit like having low blood pressure instead of high blood pressure, so I'm told. If we get into a spiral of deflation, people stop spending altogether because they think it'll be cheaper next year. And believe it or not, that's very bad for any economy, whether you're in China, Germany, Russia, Britain, United States, anywhere. Very bad. And they must just pour money onto the system in order to stimulate it, keep it going.
What will he be hoping to achieve politically by today's announcement?
Well, the odd thing about this financial crisis as it's developed is that, as it's got worse, that Brown's political fortunes have been restored. Why is that? Well, because I think he responds well to a crisis. He knows his stuff back to front, international financiers and economists. Even Paul Krugman, remember the other day, Paul Krugman, the Nobel laureate, said to the man who saved the Western world, that was exaggeration. But nonetheless, he's had a good war, as the old saying goes, and it's been reflected in the opinion polls. So what Brown wants to do is to keep that going, of course. He knows there's a year of awful pain ahead. He hopes it'll only be 1 year, and nobody knows if he's right. And my three ha'porth would be to add, I don't think he's going to call an election. He went on to the Jeremy Vine show on Friday and dismissed such talk. I'm 100% concentrating on the economy. One of my friends, who sees him quite a lot, sent me a text message to say, I hope you noticed that, Mike, that he means it. And I don't think there will be an election in 2009. I don't think it would be appropriate either in the crisis we're having. What Brown wants to do is come out at the end of this on top, making David Cameron and George Osborne look foolish. And what David Cameron and George Osborne want to do is to say to voters, look, he's bribing you with your own money. It's not going to work. Taxes will have to go up afterwards. Well, of course, they're right about that. But better to have higher taxes than a global depression.